Easter 1974. The smell of yeasty dough carries me back to my grandmother's home in Montclair, New Jersey. My sister and I enter through the back door and walk into the living room to find our Baba sitting in her red velvet wing back chair. A lighted magnifying glass illuminates a needlepoint canvas stretched on a wooden stand. Baba wears a simple, short-sleeved navy blue dress over her stocky frame. A paisley kerchief covers her head. Her long white hair is gathered in a loose bun. Secured by a silk cord, her silver-framed eyeglasses rest on her ample bosom. She raises her beaming face to receive our greeting, a kiss on each soft, rosy cheek. Baba rises from her chair, and we follow her into the kitchen. She opens the window and pours a generous handful of black sunflower seeds onto the glossy white sill. "Sasha! Sasha!" she calls in the direction of an evergreen. Soon the song of a brilliant cardinal answers, and he perches at the open window to enjoy his meal and Baba's praise. "Luba, luba, ptaszeczko," her voice sings just as brightly as her dear little bird. Once her bird flies away, Baba closes the window and turns her attention to the sweet dough into which she has folded plump golden raisins and waited for it to double in size. A warm and tangy scent emanates from the cloth-covered bowl. Baba turns the shiny dough out onto the floured table, divides it evenly, slides the loaves into greased and floured coffee cans, and brushes the tops with egg wash. Into the oven go the paska, the traditional bread made to celebrate the Ukrainian Orthodox Easter. Once the domes of baked bread have cooled, Baba decorates each top with royal icing, rainbow nonpareils, and an XB in bold red letters. When I ask Baba what the initials X and B stand for, she chuckles softly, looks at me with her icy blue eyes, and explains that the Cyrillic letters H and V stand for Christos Voskres, which means Christ is risen. My sister and I stumble over the traditional response to this Easter greeting. Voistinu Voskres, Voistinu Voskres. Indeed, he is risen. We fill the woven basket we will bring to church for the midnight liturgy. Hard-boiled eggs, dyed golden brown, and etched with simple geometric patterns. Kielbasa, salt pork, cheeses, and the paska. Baba covers these delicacies with a long white embroidered cloth. Baba has changed into a lavender dress, a bright floral kerchief tied around her head. Her lilac eau de cologne wafts through the air as we make our way into the candle-lit church. My senses fill with incense, chanting, icons in gilded frames. Parishioners stand, women with heads covered on one side of the church, men with hats in their hands on the opposite side. When the choir chants, "Hospodi pomiluj," Lord have mercy, Baba crosses herself three times, slowly bending on sturdy legs to touch the floor. Returning to Baba's house after the hours-long service, Baba tucks my sister and me into a warm, downy feather bed. Lace curtains billow in a gentle breeze. Soon uncles, aunts, and cousins will join Baba in breaking her Lenten fast. We will come together around a table adorned with vases filled with daffodils, forsythia, and pussy willows to enjoy a feast of roasted lamb, kielbasa, salt pork, cheeses, and hard-boiled eggs, and pascha. But now my sister and I fall gently to sleep as birds begin to wake. The tick-tock of the grandfather clock marks time with the rising dawn chorus.